A couple were going out for the evening. They've gotten ready, all dolled up, cat put out, etc. The taxi arrives, and as the couple got out, and the cat shoots back in. They don't want the cat shut in the house, so the wife goes out to the taxi while the husband goes upstairs to chase the cat out. The wife, not wanting it known that the house will be empty, explains to the taxi driver, "Oh, he's just going upstairs to say goodbye to my mother." A few minutes later, the husband gets into the cab. "Sorry, I took so long," he said. "Stupid old thing was hiding under the bed, and I had to poke her with a coat hanger to get her to come out." Just imagine the expression on the taxi driver's face. The remark was aimed at a silly cat, but the taxi driver would have thought of his passenger a terrible son-in-law. What would mother-in-law's reaction be if her son-in-law called her stupid old thing? Who could take such a kind of bad labeling? One of the hardest things for all of us to deal with is when people put us down, when people say negative things about us and hurt our feelings, especially when criticism comes from someone close to us. It would be almost unbearable. Criticism on material things might help improve, but in human relationship, it is prone to infuriate people and break them apart. Even a constructive criticism could destroy relationship rather than building it. It may take years to build relationship, but one simple critical remark can ruin it in a hurry. The gospel lesson this morning shed light on unfair criticism for doing good. Condemnation on good deeds is oxymoron. No one should be criticized for doing good, but it happens. Criticism on wrong behaviors is acceptable, but good deeds should be encouraged and promoted. Sadly, people who provide charitable service and generous and even sacrificial acts out of goodness of heart get criticized sometimes. Look at what happened to Jesus. A major stage for Jesus' public ministry was Galilee, as we all know. And Jesus' hometown, Nazareth, was located in Lower Galilee. It means that Jesus carried out his ministry very close to his hometown. On this particular occasion, Jesus taught people in the synagogue in Nazareth. Jesus taught with incredible wisdom and demonstrated his divine power. But the reaction of those hometown neighbors was, "Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this?" In the previous chapter of Matthew, someone recognized Jesus' mother and brothers when they wanted to talk to Jesus. People in Nazareth knew Jesus well from when he was a little baby, but they took offense at him instead of paying due respect. I kind of see a reason for them to do that. In John's gospel, Philip found Nathanael and told him, We found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Nazareth was a small, very small village during the days of Jesus, perhaps boasting a population of only a few hundred. The people in Nazareth would have agreed with Nathanael. People in Nazareth did not think that Jesus was the Son of God, but at least they should have sensed that the humble hometown was blessed with a very special individual with divine wisdom and power. They should have given Jesus the support and praise for his ministry in the village. Instead, they disliked him. King David, when he was a boy, experienced a similar thing like that. Israel was at war with Philistine. Goliath, the giant, was leading the armies of Philistine, and the soldiers of Israel were terrified. David went to the battlefield to deliver meals for his brothers and heard ridicule and threat from Goliath. King Saul promised a huge reward for a soldier who would go and kill the giant, but no one dared. David inquired about the situation. It was just a simple inquiry that David had, but Eliab, David's eldest brother, heard what David asked, and the Bible says Eliab was burned with anger in 1 Samuel 17. Eliab accused David of being irresponsible. He was conceited and wicked. David was not appreciative of the sacrifice of his brothers and Israeli soldiers on the front line of battle. Eliab accused David of enjoying the predicament of others. Eliab did not show any concern about David's possible injury and even death in battle if indeed he would go out and fight. He did not see his brother's potential to save the whole army of Israel. Eliab might have had few bases for his anger and criticism against David. David should be at home taking care of sheep. He was the youngest of the brothers and was not experienced in battle. But these still could not justify his criticism. Who would know us at a personal level and our good work well? Of course, somebody close to us, like direct family members, the close friend, and the people around us. We would naturally expect support and recognition from them, right? But how disappointing it would be when our friends and family whom we trust criticize our constructive efforts. We do not deserve cynicism and criticism, but validation for our good work. When criticism comes from people who know us well, it hurts even more. And this is a double whammy, and it's very hurtful. What should be our reaction to criticism for the good work we do? Firstly, we should not give up, but keep up with our good work. Learn from Jesus and David. The gospel indicated that Jesus did not do many miracles there in Nazareth because of their lack of faith. However, Galilee continued to be his major reason of his ministry. Rejection could have caused Jesus to move far away from his hometown area, but Jesus did not. Throughout his public ministry, people continued to reject Jesus, and even the most trusted ones in his innermost circle betrayed and disowned him, but Jesus did not stop his ministry until the end. David could have simply left the battlefield when his eldest brother, the most respected one among his brothers, sneered at him, and Israel would have fallen victims of Philistine. David was not discouraged by him at all and brought down the giant. When people criticize us for right reasons, we need to listen to what they have to say. But when people falsely accuse us for doing good work, we should not get discouraged and give up. When criticized, you know what that means? It is about time that we recalibrated our faith in God. It is like aligning wheels so that our car may run straight, not moving to right or left. What do we do? Because God places in our heart, in our hands, his work, and God wants us to finish what we begin. Apostle Paul says this in Philippians 1. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears. What should we do when we are criticized by someone close to us? Find a root cause for our doing good. What would that root cause? Why do we do good things to others? Because we seek approval from God, not recognition from people. In Matthew 6, Jesus spoke of giving to the needy and said that we should do it in secret, not letting our left hand know what our right hand is doing. But God in heaven takes notice what we do. People may not recognize our good intention and our good deeds, but as long as God takes notice of what we do, that's all we need. Charles Spurgeon was a famed Baptist pastor in England from the 19th century. He was known as Prince of Preachers. He and his wife, according to a story in the Chaplin magazine, would sell but refused to give away the eggs their chicken laid. Even close relatives were told, "You may have them if you pay for them." As a result, some people labeled the Spurgeons greedy and grasping. They accepted the criticism without defending themselves. And only after Mrs. Spurgeon died was the full story revealed. All the profits from the sale of eggs went to support two elderly widows. Because the Spurgeons were unwilling to let their left hand know what the right hand was doing, they endured the attack in silence. And yet, we cannot always hide our good deeds. In Sermons on the Mount, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deed, that they may see your good deed, and glorify your Father in heaven. We hope that our deeds will shine light of God unto others, so that they may glorify God. But it does not always happen the way we wish. However, as long as we have a right motive, we should be courageous to do good instead of shunning away because of fears of criticism. Now, at the beginning of the new year, you might have some New Year's resolution to do something constructive and positive during the year. And this is what I found from the web, the New Year's resolution. My friend asked me where I see myself in the new year. How would I know? I don't have 2020 vision. My resolution was to read more, so I put the subtitles on my TV. That'll work. You can read more. My New Year's resolution is to be more optimistic by keeping my cup half full with either rum, vodka, or whiskey. I'm not sure whether that's going to work. Whatever the resolution that you have, I pray that God will continue to nurture that vision and that you may be able to carry out all throughout this year. But there may be criticism on the way. There may be times we would feel like that we are being nailed even when we do right and good things. Criticism on good works is a devil's scheme to discourage God's chosen ones and destroy God's work. We should not be victims of the devil. We face many discouragements on our way, but should not let it stop us from pursuing the good that God has placed in our hearts. When others criticize us, remember that Jesus was under criticism. After all the good works he did, he was crucified when no flaw was found in him. A prophet without honor is honored by God. Criticism on our good work is itself a crown of honor God gives unto us. We should not lose our focus on Jesus to do good deeds, even when we are criticized. Remember that Christ does not criticize our good works, even if they would fail. He consider our good purpose very highly and appreciate us and our works. Amen.